You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that other good stuff. Always like to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Larry Fallon on the line, and he's the Chief Procurement Officer at EY. Larry, welcome to the show.
Adam, excited. This is going to be great.
All right, Larry. Great topic that you chose today. I mean, you're making me look good today. So raising procurement awareness at the board level. So definitely big company that you work with and big role that you have in procurement and interested to get your take on this. Just to get us kicked off, I'll start the show just like we start them all with our signature question. So, Larry, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Larry, what mission matters to you?
Well, I think, Adam, two answers there. One would be around industry, and one would be personally. If I think about it from an industry perspective, mission matters, working with my peers, making sure that this procurement world that we live in is recognized at the top level across companies, you know, discussions that take place to drive strategy, to drive efficiency. Sometimes procurement doesn't have that seat. And I think to me, the mission of working with peers, working with folks that are out there as CPOs to advance the name of procurement. Everybody resonates with a finance organization or the human resource organization or the talent organization or the legal organization. I want to have that same feeling in discussion, and my peers want that as well, around procurement. So that would be from the industry perspective. From a personal perspective, you know, I'd like to be seen as an individual who can take time out of the schedule to talk to either individuals at EY or people outside of EY who are struggling with how to deal with suppliers, how to deal with clients who are suppliers, how to deal with the ins and outs of balancing, you know, cost reduction with relationship management and establishing, you know, the relationship with suppliers who we want to have bring innovation. So I think from a personal perspective, be recognized as somebody, you know, drop a note, you know, send an email on and be glad to engage in conversation with. So I think those are the two things from an industry and from a personal perspective, Adam.
That's awesome, Larry, and love having mission-based executives on the show to share what they're all about and also what they're working on. So this is great. Let's dive right into today's topic. So when I kind of was reading over this earlier and just preparing, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, I feel like many different functions in business once had this problem. So I remember having this discussion pretty early on in my career, or maybe it was very trending then, and that was basically like HR wanting a, you know, the
the idea that HR is an important function of business. It's not just like processing an application so that somebody's hired. Like, it's the core. And then, and they, you know, HR fought really hard for a seat at the table, so to speak. And, you know, it took some time, like everything takes time, right? And eventually, I think most big companies like HR, like, that's one of the, you know, a very important role now. And they have a seat at the table. So today's topic, so raising procurement awareness at the board level. So speaking specifically at the board level, like, why do you think procurement does not really resonate as much at the board level at this point?
Well, I think the example you highlighted there, Adam, regarding the HR is a perfect segue to answer that question. The phone rings, we have a transaction, need you to source something, need to drive some savings, react to a deal. Sometimes you're not in the loop early enough. And I think it's not resonating at the board level because it sounds very reactionary. It sounds very tactical. And, oh, well, procurement, of course, you're going to deliver savings and off you go. So I think, you know, I think it's that. And I think that is why many board executives look at procurement as, you know, yeah, a steady citizen within the organization, deliver on the goals, but a little bit too much on the transactional focus, a little bit too much on the savings focus only, and a little bit too much on being reactionary to when the phone rings. I think those are, to me, why it's not resonating at the board level in all cases.
And I don't want to oversimplify this. Obviously, you could teach a master class on procurement, and there's only so much we can get, you know, done in a 20-minute podcast episode, right? But can you, just in your own words, just tell us, define the function of procurement and like its importance at a company? I don't want to assume that everybody, because as you said, at the board level, it hasn't gotten as much. So it may not be, you know, I feel that part of it may be the fact that, people just aren't necessarily quite as aware of the function, if you will.
Yeah. And I think, Adam, that's part of it as well, is procurement, the definition of procurement, depending on which organization you're talking about, is different.
Yeah.
So there's this umbrella called procurement. And then some organizations, like at EY, we have responsibility for real estate, for facilities management, for core technology, talent, or HR, brand marketing and communications type spend, travel, meetings, and events. So when you look at it from an EY perspective, you have those categories. Other organizations, though, might have a supply chain organization and a procurement organization where some of those functions are split, you know, across those organizations. Procurement sometimes just gets seen as the sourcing of technology, PCs, servers, telecommunications, or recruiting firms and the sourcing of that. To me, it's making sure you define what that procurement is, because it's not just the sourcing, the tactical sourcing, but it's some of these other strategic areas, especially at EY, that's how we manage it. And other organizations, I think, have that same struggle. And getting that definition and putting the boundaries around that, I think, is important from a definitional perspective.
Mm. What are you doing to raise the awareness of procurement at the EY board level?
Yeah, now this is the exciting stuff. There are a lot of people out there that peers can talk to. So when I thought about why isn't it resonating at the board level at EY, the EY board respects what procurement is doing. But once again, those transactions, the savings, the ability to react, it was, why isn't it more than that? So I reached out to a couple folks. I reached out to our previous CEO at EY, who had retired about 2 years ago. Reached out to him within a month or two after he left. And I knew him well, but I wanted to have a conversation with him, you know, in a different environment. And I posed the question to him. Spoke to our current CEO, who I did know in a previous capacity, and had that conversation within 2 or 3 months of him stepping in as the new CEO. So get their view on this topic, you know, hear directly. And there's some things that you're going to hear that you don't like, which is, you know, against everybody's ego, you know, that kind of thing. But then I also reached out through some industry groups I'm a part of to speak to some CEOs who retired from Johnson & Johnson and some other companies out there, and spoke to them at length about this. And it was amazing what I heard. So raising the awareness was, first off, raising the awareness for me in what I was falling short in doing through those conversations with those two EY chairpersons and then these other companies that I spoke to. So it was raising awareness for me. But then it was figuring out how to take what I had heard, which was a lot of information, and figure out how to adjust strategies so that the procurement organization was something different than maybe the path that I was going down, which is also where you have to swallow your ego and your pride a little bit.
Yeah, no, I get that. And what's been some of the response? I'm just curious. Like, what's been some, obviously these things don't all change like overnight, but what's been some of the response?
No, the response has been positive. I think we've become much more strategic over the years. I think we've gotten linked into the budget and planning process. So many times what happens is a transaction gets put to you, you do the sourcing on it, maybe you save some money, maybe you avoid some cost, and then you move on to the next thing. Wouldn't it be nice if upfront we would work with the business as they were preparing their plans for the following fiscal year on the initiatives that we knew we had to pursue, what we think we can deliver, and how that can impact their budget? So we've been raising the visibility on that, working more strategically with the business in advance as they prepare their budgets based on our knowledge of the sourcing activities that take place. That's not just doing a deal. That's being much more proactive upfront to help them with their monies and their budgets and availability of those monies. And they, you know, they really appreciate that.
That's awesome. What would you tell, I mean, so looking, you've given us a good overview of, you know, what your journey, I would argue, at EY and how you've raised awareness at the board level and some of the positive outcomes. So you've been working, and by the way, you've been in this industry for a long time, you've been with EY for a long time. So, you know, and you have unique relationships, right, because you've been there for so long. That being said, your peers may not all have all of those stars aligning exactly the same, right? So what would you tell your peers that they should be focused on to raise awareness to the board level at their prospective companies?
Yeah, one I just hit on, Adam, which is the linkage to the strategic direction, not just the budget and the plan. That does sound a little tactical, but it's really the strategic direction of a particular business unit. Not just understanding, once again, their plan, their budget, what transactions they have, but where are they going? Where is their growth? What markets are they going into? What geopolitical issues are out there that they're being confronted with? Having those discussions with those business leaders in those functions, in those geographies, making sure that you're hearing from them what business challenges they have. In some cases, procurement can support that, and in some cases, it's not procurement's responsibility. But having those discussions more strategically clearly is an important thing that we've been focused on, as I said before, and that would be my advice to peers, is to make sure you're having those conversations, carving out that time to have those conversations. Really, really important. Can't make the excuse that we're too busy doing a deal. You have to carve out the time and have that time management to do that. The second thing that I would say would be make sure you're developing your personal brand. Once again, you get very busy, you know what, getting involved with that article or speaking at that event or going to that event and networking with people. I'm really busy right now. It's quarter end, it's year end, whatever. You need to make sure you find the time to continue to develop your personal brand. But equally as important is your team's personal brand. Getting folks to sit as chairpersons. We have people in procurement at EY that are sitting as chairpersons of Cornet, which is a recognized real estate consortium. We've had the same thing with travel. We have WeBank with Teresa Harrison playing a role there. So making sure that the brand of your people. Now, you might say, well, what does that have to do with raising the level? Well, if you have people on your team, and including yourself, that are recognized in the industry, you can then sit down with the board and say, well, this is not only what I'm doing with EY, but this is what I am being recognized for as we talk outside of EY in these consortiums, playing these roles at these industry meetings, these magazine articles, those types of things. So those are the two things, Adam, that I would, you know, put onto my peers.
Fantastic. Well, Larry, really appreciate you coming on the show today and really just sharing more about what you're doing at EY and really just your position as a thought leader in the procurement space. It's awesome and sharing advice with your peers and otherwise. So great stuff today. If somebody's watching this or listening to this and they want to just connect and talk more or to learn more even about EY, what's the best way for them to do that?
LinkedIn, obviously, or Larry.Phalan, that's P as in Peter, H-E-L-A-N, Larry.Phalan at simpleenough@ey.com.
Fantastic. Well, Larry, again, thank you for coming on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button, especially if you're a first-time listener. We have many more mission-based executives coming on, and we definitely don't want you to miss a thing. And, Larry, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thanks, Adam.